My media background is in cultivation. I've been in the industry for about 8 years as a cultivator, and I started small in a residential environment, and then over time, I acquired two commercial spaces, one in San Francisco in the South of Market area, and one right off of Railroad Square.
And this was all in an era when medical marijuana was coming to the fore, when it was legal to be doing those things?
Correct. I had a patient population in all the locations. However, given the gray area that we all existed, there were federal risks. And, you know, the state permits you to grow a certain amount of plants for your patient population. But it was, in both cases, you know, interesting how they both turned out. And I think it's a pretty common theme among growers is that you are at the mercy of landlords if you don't own building. You just have to be careful because it's, you know, it's not federally legal. So,
okay. Coming up soon is you're doing a seminar that looks into a lot of the financial issues.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So this Friday on October 6th, we're inviting some of the best firms in the North Bay area. Canna Angels, Sherry Haskell is the CEO, Aaron Silverman of Canna Group, Emily Pixia from Poseidon Asset Management, and two entrepreneurs from Octavia Wellness, Carrie Tice and Dr. Marcia Bluto. They're coming to talk about their entrepreneurial experience. There's a lot of complexity in this industry, a lot of license types. There are banking restrictions, federal government restrictions. This isn't an industry like any other. There's not just one clear way to approach the industry. So this seminar is going to focus on ways that these groups have taken people through and either gotten them funding or, you know, there's going to be a legal component as to, you know, what are the restrictions and what do you have to be careful of. So I think it's going to be great for people to see that there is a way to get involved in cannabis, but you have to be educated.
All right. Well, that will help us understand a little bit about what you're doing. I hope I can invite you back and to come in regularly and tell us how Sonoma State is developing and enhancing this program in cannabis studies.
Absolutely. As we go forward, there will be new offerings. We're planning on having a seminar after the first of the year about compliance. It's called at this point Pain Points of Compliance, and there's going to be labor issues, sustainability issues. We're really excited to be able to have new programming because the community has shown there's an interest there. One of the differences with Sonoma State is that we're actually able to offering professional credits, continuing education credits. And also going forward, we're going to be offering real university credit for courses so that they look just like any other academic courses. And I think that's important for the industry.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jason Snyder from Sonoma State.
Thanks
for coming in this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you.